I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fighting continues in Myanmar between the military junta and local resistance groups. The military has lost about 90 bases since a February coup last year. Galen Burkholder says the Global Disciples team has been able to move around the country cautiously.
There have been some horrendous stories of the junta actually bombing villages of their own people where there's a strong pro-democracy movement. We are working with 147 different small clusters of churches across the country of Myanmar, and all of them have been continuing with their training activities and then sending people out.
Burkholder says the military response has gotten softer in some areas because they're running short on money. Ask God to bring peace to Myanmar and strengthen the Global Disciples team. And last month, we heard about a new collective movement underway among Bible translators in Southeast Asia. Today, we'll take a closer look at how collaboration works on the mission field. Some churches want God's word in story form for oral learners. Others want evangelistic tools in their language, like the Jesus film or scripture-based songs. Wycliffe USA's Mark Tabor says,
my role is to, bring in the right organizations with the right skill set and to partner together to actually meet what the local churches are saying. This is what we need.
This matchmaking process typically takes 2 or 3 years.
We want, as soon as it's done, it's out there being used by the churches.
The Bible translation movement is bigger than linguistics alone, so there's a place for whatever talents God has given you. We can connect you with Wycliffe USA at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.